Come on, Weston.
Oh.
You're feeling sad.
But I am.
That big smile. I can tell how sad you're feeling. Let's do, we will go into a work session on Senate Bill 751.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Starr.
I would move the dash A4 amendment to Senate Bill 751.
Representative Starr moves the dash A4 amendments to Senate Bill 751.
Mr. Chair.
Their discussion. Representative Beck.
Someone explain what the A4 amendments do, how they're different from the A3s, and all that kind of stuff.
Representative Starr.
Representative Beck. I won't talk. They're significantly different from the A3s. They don't address the same anything close.
We're not looking at the A3s.
But the A4, what the A4 amendments do is remove the word may in line 4 of the bill and insert is encouraged to. I think that's what the bill does anyway, because it really doesn't have it's not a mandate as it is. I think it just clarifies what we're trying to do if we're passing this bill.
Okay.
So we're going to this one?
Right.
At the local level?
At the local level.
Voluntarily?
Voluntarily. Without mandate.
Without mandate.
That's all I do.
Funded or unfunded? Further discussion? Okay, the A4s are adopted.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Morissette.
I'd like to move the dash 3 amendments.
Dash 3 amendments. And would you explain what the dash 3 is?
Well, it is, there's a shell, and if the school district board, they shall provide resources to assist economic disadvantaged families.
I think there would be a revenue impact if we did that, so we would probably have to send this to Ways and Means.
Good idea.
Chair.
Representative Beck.
Well, I'm speaking in support of the A3s as well, support the A4s, separate issue, but, you know, I think this whole issue of cost is something we need to consider. I think we're trying to provide guarantee free education to young people in this country. And if a school district is going to adopt a uniform policy, which in concept, I support. I think this is something we need to be thinking of doing more in our schools for a whole bunch of reasons, some of which have been discussed. But I think if we're going to take that step, there is an accountability issue of how to deal with kids who are not fortunate and have families who are unable to pay for uniforms. And I realize there are exemptions for that, but kids who can't afford uniforms shouldn't be potentially ostracized by not being able to buy a uniform on their own. Uniforms can be expensive. A week's worth of white shirts and dark pants or whatever the clothing item is could run significant dollars. And I think if we're going to allow or encourage districts to adopt this policy, those that do should be held accountable for providing some funds, and whether the state provides grants to do that or whether the districts do that on their own, I think we just need to inject some accountability into this measure to meet the, you know, the constitutional rights or the guaranteed rights of free access to education in this country.
Further discussion? Representative Close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, as the parent of 4 and 2 teenagers, I see this totally differently.
Mm-hmm.
My children's gold label Levi's are $60. Their Doc Martin shoes are $100 or more. My daughter's wardrobe is probably well over $1,000, and I want to make it clear she babysits to buy those things. I don't buy those for her. But the thing is, there's a real status conscious youth culture, and it's very expensive, and this would help keep the cost down, I think, not the opposite.
Representative Starr.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's unfortunate that the language was drafted in the way that it is. I think that it would be helpful if the language encouraged school districts to provide, find the necessary resources at the local level, working with nonprofits or whatnot, I think that would be more appropriate. But when we include a mandate such as this in this bill, it's really, fortunately, a killer as far as the bill goes. I couldn't, if this were adopted, I couldn't support the bill going out of this committee. So
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question is, if the Dash 3s are amended, does this go to Ways and Means?
I would want to send it to Ways and Means, yes. Senator Marcet?
Well, I introduce this amendment as a courtesy to my friends.
Which friends?
The ACLU. I have other friends, too, but they're NRA. In the real world, and I use Springfield as an example, when we started talking about whether or not Mount Vernon would become a uniform school, there was lots of discussion with parents, with teachers, with the community, to make sure that kids at Mount Vernon were not going to be put in a position where they had to be embarrassed or couldn't afford the uniform, and so I think that will happen almost automatically. And I know the community did step forward, not only the business community, but I know, you know, and I don't know if the school district itself put money into it, but I just think that is a given. The controversy that would take place otherwise would, I think, prevent that from happening. So. But I did introduce them, and I would like to see them voted up or down.
Representative Jens?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This whole issue is a real perplexing problem for me. I understand the issue of the extra cost to the districts if this is included, and I appreciate Representative Close's comments that maybe this is a cheaper route than some of the others. I don't know whether her children were the same as my children or not, and I admit it's been a few years ago since they're about her age. But at any rate, my children would have had, when they weren't in school, they'd have looked for those same sort of attire anyway in their out-of-school activities. And one of them, at least when he went off to college, had almost enough clothes to carry him through the first term. In order before he had to take anything to the senior. So I would see in some respects the addition of the uniforms for a lot of these people to be simply an extension of their budget. In my case, I might not have minded that extension. In some people's case, that might be significant. The other issue is, you know, I think you look at the kids, many of the kids in many of the homes in my district, which is not in as bad a shape as some parts of the state, but many of those parents buy their children's clothes from the Goodwill store or the Salvation Army type of thing. They don't have the money to, you know, go to Nordstrom's or any of the other more quote-unquote in-fashion sort of places. I just see this a real perplexing problem, and I'm torn regardless of which way we go on it.
Representative Beck.
I think one example that's been discussed, the Jervis School District, where they do have a uniform policy, and it's my understanding from a letter I have that kids, they don't really have an opt-out program. You can go to one of the other schools in Jervis, but they'll provide you transportation, but there's no financial support. When you want a case where a school district has done this, which they can do now under existing law apparently, they haven't provided any financial assistance, and I think it's important that we have that on the record. First of all, I want to reiterate Representative Jensen's his comments. I mean, a lot of kids, not all these kids out there are buying Levi's and Doc Martens. I mean, I think that's the anecdote that which we're all responding, and certainly there's some merit to that stereotype. But there are a lot of kids in low-income neighborhoods who are, you know, their families are struggling. And I think to potentially ostracize them by not being part of the the gang and to not provide any financial support wouldn't be responsible. I would embrace this concept more if we were willing to put some money to it.
Representative Wilson.
I want to speak on behalf of the Dash Boards today because, you know, there's been a lot of talk about us becoming the local school board. And in this particular case, we are allowing the local school boards to make the determination of whether their schools will be uniform schools or not. And I would imagine that knowing their own areas economically as they do, when these school boards get together to decide whether they're going to be uniform school districts, they're going to take things like that into account. And I would think that that issue would be taken into very serious account by school districts in my area, which happen to be a very, very depressed area. So I think in this respect, I see no harm whatsoever in passing the Dash 4s and allowing school boards to do what school boards do and to make that determination regarding hardship themselves about their own districts.
I'll oppose the Dash 3s because I think if the Dash 3s are integrated into this, it ceases to be an encouragement and it becomes a burden to the district, and they'll probably not even consider doing it. I think, on the other hand, that somewhat in line with what Representative Close said, that the cost of a normal wardrobe is probably not going to exceed the cost of what would be selected by a district for uniforms, and so I don't think it would be a financial burden to be able to buy an extra pair of jeans instead of a pair of cords or whatever they would use. So, clerk will call the roll. You move the Dash 3 amendments? You've already...
I'm sorry.
Move the Dash 4. We already have the 4. We moved the Dash 4. And you moved the Dash 3, so we're voting on the Dash 3.
Thank you.
Representative Beck.
Aye.
Representative Close.
Aye.
Representative Hoffman.
No.
Representative Jensen.
Aye. Clarification. Are we voting on the Dash 3s?
We are voting on the Dash 3 amendments. Representative Close, we are voting on the Dash 3 amendments.
Uh-huh.
And you...
I said aye. Say it again?
Dash 3 amendments.
Dash 3 in favor of the...
Is she calling the roll?
Yes.
Okay. Did I say aye?
Yeah. Mr. Chair, can I reiterate again that the Dash 3s are a mandate to the school board to do this, to provide the money?
To provide money.
But not to do this.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Representative Close would like to change her vote.
Yes. Nay.
Representative
Jensen? Aye. Carroll?
No.
Representative Morissette?
Aye.
Representative Starr?
No.
Representative Wilson?
No.
Representative Winters?
Excuse
me. Representative Sarek?
Votes no. Motion fails.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Starr.
I move Senate Bill 751 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Starr moves Senate Bill 751 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I really didn't speak during the amendments, and one of the reasons I support this bill is because I believe it gives the school district just an additional tool, and in many cases I think a discipline tool. To be able to regain discipline in schools where they otherwise may have lost control. Providing or not providing the funds, you know, in many cases I've seen some of the poorest kids have some of the most expensive shoes, and I don't want to be stereotypical about any of this, but I think the fact remains that where there's a will, there is a way, and I believe if it's supported by the parents of that school and the school district, that communities will work together, whether it's business and community groups, goodwill, whatever, to make sure that the right uniform is done for the right school and those kids. So I'm going to support the bill.
Further discussion? Representative Hobbs?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ironically, or maybe argumentatively, I agree with everything that the good representative from Van said, and I'm going to vote the absolute opposite of what he did. And I think for the same reasons. And he did allude to the fact that they already have the ability to do that. And another thing that does bother me in this that I did agree with Representative Morissette's friends on is the fact the definition of uniform is way too loose here. If we're talking black pants and white shirt, that's one thing, and you can call it whatever you want. And I checked with a couple of districts, and there aren't any that require something with the specificity with which we were concerned and which some of our discussions were the other day. I think it's already able to be done, and I don't think we should pass something that, to me, serves no purpose since it's already there.
Representative Close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Story of the 99.
I'm going to support the bill, too, and I just want to clarify what I said. My concern, and I agree with Representative Beck, is that there are kids that can't afford a lot of the stuff that the kids have, and I believe that a lot of the clothing divides the students into cliques and it divides them into gangs and makes some kids feel inferior, and this is a way to avoid this division and make all of them feel more as a part of the whole, and that's why I think it's a good thing.
Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I suppose if the uniform were jeans, bootcut jeans, white shirt, and Tony Lama boots, that you know, it might make good sense to for me.
It's Wrangler jeans, I assume.
Wrangler
jeans, I assume, Representative Jackson?
Bootcut.
Oh, bootcut. That's different from Wrangler?
Well, Wrangler has bootcut.
Okay,
so
let's make sure we got the...
Actually, the part of the bill that gives me the most concern, though, is the option, the opt-out option. It's those students who opt out that cause me the most concern, the parents who opt out. I think we provide some real opportunity for some negative stereotyping in that, and for that reason, I would be a no vote on it.
Further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Beck.
Not to beat it, but I just wanted to, one final comment on the cost and the clothing. I don't think we should delude ourselves to thinking that by buying uniforms, kids aren't going to still have another whole set of wardrobe that they want to wear after school and so forth. I mean, I think there still is going to be a lot of pressure in families for kids to wear, and maybe even more pressure if we have uniforms for kids to wear whatever is hip. I mean, we live in a media-dominated culture, whether we like it or not, and our young people respond to that, and we do as adults in other ways. And I just think that we're just creating, we're going to add a cost to families that in some circumstances is going to be a burden. And I do appreciate what Representative Wilson says, and I think school districts will be circumspect before adopting this kind of policy. But I think there will be some situations where if they were to adopt this, they might be end up with a reckless decision that will impact some of the low-income children in their community.
Okay, Representative Starr has moved Senate Bill 751 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Beck.
No.
Representative Close.
Out of reason, no. I vote aye.
Representative Hobson.
No.
Representative Jensen? No. Representative Nupco?
Aye.
Representative
Morissette?
Aye.
Representative Starr? Aye. Representative Wilson?
Aye.
Representative Winters? Excuse. Chair Sincere. Votes aye. Motion is adopted. Representative Close will carry. Close the work session. Senate Bill 751.
Chair.
Representative Beck.
Can I request that Representative Close be in uniform?
Sure.
Okay, we'll go into a work session on Senate Bill 771. And I'm going to ask Brian Doherty to come forward. I thought it was O'Doherty. No.
Good afternoon, Chair Sinceri and members of the committee. My name is Brian Bruce Patrick O'Doherty. I'm here to test that I pronounced it right for the first time, and this bad Irish brogue will continue until we have all the votes or I've lost this entirely. I do want to testify in Senate Bill 771. I appreciate the chair's kindness in considering this. Senate Bill 771. I did have a lot more people here to testify, but I promised to keep it short. And as soon as I told Mr. Gallagher and Mr. Martin that this was not the Irish salmon bill, but the famine bill, we lost several. So we're all right now, and we're narrowed down the witness list. What it does and what it doesn't do. Senate Bill 771 requires the Oregon Board of Education to establish an Irish famine curriculum. The good news is, and what's important to many of you as I talk to you, is that the curriculum is already on the Internet. It's available from the New Jersey Department of Education, and it should have very little cost, if any, to the Board of Education to adopt this because it is on the Internet. Second, it does not mandate that the school district, each school district, provide it. If you'll look at line 4, it says that every public kindergarten through K-12 school may include its curriculum. So we have something that we encourage the teaching of it, and I guess the next question you might ask is, other than what is Hibernia, why should we pass this? And an interesting story comes out of this famine, and I won't get into all that about it, but a land of 8 million people is now at 3.5 million. 1 million died in the famine, 2 million emigrated to America. As a result, America established many of the immigration policies that are in today. Ellis Island was built in New York because of this mass immigration that never before and never since has been such a mass immigration of people. Not finding all the jobs they needed in New York City and Boston and places like that, the Irish were some of the first people to head out on the Oregon Trail with both presidential land grants, Homestead Act, and other items. Their tombstones are along the Oregon Trail, as are many other nationalities. And many communities in Oregon were established by these Irish, and there's a list in those names of places like Bandon, Oregon, that's named after Bandon, Ireland. There's Lakeview. Many in eastern Oregon established. They seem to think the Irish knew something about sheeping and ranching and other things like that, and we weren't growing potatoes here. So, as I said, they have a lot of history to teach. I think it's especially true in Oregon now with all the immigrant population we have. Many of the laws that are in effect today were established as a result of this. We've had, in discussing with several of you, the interest that you have in having children learn something about history that occurred before their birth. Many of them, like my daughter, I'm not sure, believes there was much more before that. But this, I think, has an interesting story to tell. As a true Irishman that hasn't made it here today, got stuck up in Portland, named David O'Longy. He came from Ireland. His children being raised here, but David lived in Ireland. We learned all about the Oregon Trail in the Irish schools. And yet he would like his children to learn a little bit about the history of the Irish getting to Oregon in the Oregon schools, if he has a chance. With that, I'd be able to answer any questions. Hibernia is the Romans' name for Ireland when Rome tried to conquer the shores of old Ireland and never got through. Finding out it was mostly rock and didn't want to get there anyway.
You have to be Irish to say that.
Very carefully. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Representative Close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Doherty, can you tell me why you let Senator Farioli and Representative Prozanski sign onto this bill?
I'm glad you're not asking me about the Senate vote count, too, as there were some sponsors of the bill to vote. No, we did not do any lobbying in the Senate side. I will tell you, this bill came from a man in Springfield, and Representative Beyer and Representative Morissette know the man, and we had a different bill, but this one seemed to all of a sudden get the hearing and get moving, and I cannot tell you how the votes went. In typical Irish fashion, we didn't lobby this very well on the Senate side. In fact, we did none at all, and it still got through. I can say that the people that were absent, those three were going to vote for it, as I understand.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Representative Morissette?
Yes. Well, first of all, my wife's two grandmothers came over because of the famine, so she has well-connected in Ireland, lots of relatives. Secondly, Dennis Shine, and I've spoken to Dennis a number of times about this, he did ask Lee Beyer to introduce it in the Senate side, which happened, and so that's the origin of the bill, and I think it's a step in a direction that I think we need to take for other ethnic groups. We've certainly moved in that direction in understanding African roots. I think it's important that we investigate other ethnic groups, because I think diversity is very important. Understanding diversity without the tension that it brings is what is important in this bill to do that. So I would move Senate Bill 772
okay.
One to the floor of the House of the House recommendation.
Before we do that, and we're in work session, but I'm going to ask Joanne Flint from the department to come and just...
Mr. Chair, Joanne Flint from the Oregon Department of Education. We would like to make the committee aware of the existence of current curriculum. In fact, we've had, over the last number of sessions, legislation related to this issue. And as a result, in our Oregon content standards, we currently have not only curriculum that's required, but also on Oregon academic content standards, which require not only the teaching of the Irish potato famine, as we also require the assessment of that in our content standards. In fact, I can read it to you. The student will understand the effect of the Irish potato famine in the mid-1800s on American society. And there are a number of examples given, all of which are a portion of the curriculum. Large numbers of Irish emigrated to the United States, provided labor for construction of Western railroads, sometimes displaced native-born workers in factories because they were willing to work for lower wages, and it certainly continues on from there. We are happy and to add to our list of resources for local school districts any curriculum resources that the group who brings this legislation forward would like to have us share with local school districts. That certainly would be a wonderful idea, and I think we want you to understand we support the curriculum. In fact, we support it enough that it's currently in the Oregon Academic Content Standards, and we would just ask you to consider whether or not you want to add this as one more curriculum requirement in statute and handle it in that fashion. We have attempted to be sensitive in our widespread process of adopting academic content standards in this state to a number of different groups of people and ensure that we have broad-based support and broad-based representation in those standards, and that we have not left anyone out of the process and, in fact, done a very comprehensive job of soliciting input from the public in this area. So we would ask you to consider the fact that it currently is in statute and at least be aware of that as you move this legislation.
My question would be, I guess the relating clause wouldn't work, but my grandfather worked shoulder to shoulder with Irish for 25 cents a day on the railroads when he emigrated, and I'm wondering if we could come back next time and do a spaghetti famine deal for the Italians. Would that work? When the spaghetti trees died, do they have to come over here?
If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them, but we felt it was our responsibility.
Any questions from the department? Representative Morissette has moved Senate Bill 771 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Representative Beth.
I have concerns about adding things like this to the statutes, and I worry that we're going to be deluged over the next decade with groups of all shapes, sizes, colors coming in with some movement in history that they want in the curriculum. And obviously, this is not a requirement. But I do think that this event, in all seriousness, I think this event has had a significant impact on the development of this nation. And I do think it merits a higher level of import than maybe other elements of history that are not in statute. So I'm going to support this, and that's that.
Clerk, call the roll.
Not so fast, Mr. Chairman. When Representative Beck and I are going to vote the same on a bill, I think it's important that I speak.
Careful, I have constituents here. They think I've been voting yes every once in a while.
Glad this is our last day.
Well,
short day.
I have a bit of Irish in me, as a matter of fact. My great-great-great-great-great-grandfather came from County Donegal, Ireland. His name was William Crawford Gallagher, and Gallagher, I should say. And it wasn't the potato famine that actually made him leave Ireland. It was the fact that he was in seminary, didn't wish to be in the priesthood, and left the seminary. Apparently, wasn't a very popular family decision. So he immigrated to the United States and came out on the Oregon Trail in 1845, about the time the potato famine happened. So with that Irish heritage, I am also going to be supporting this bill.
Representative Hobson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This may be some things we all vote alike. I did want to point out, though, I want to get into which is more important, the spaghetti factory or the potato famine. But I would point out, to explain my vote, that this is totally a permissive curriculum, and the curriculum is already developed and available on the Internet, or else I would be against it. I'd be concerned about adding something. Didn't want to break my record here.
Chair.
Representative Odenson.
Thank you, sir. Actually, I think probably the one reservation I have about voting yes on this bill is the word may. As a teacher of American history at the college level for some quarter plus century, the awareness of the significance and the impact of the Irish potato famine, the immigration to America, the rich cultural history that this group of people has brought us, and the, if you wish, has already been mentioned, the tombstones along the Oregon Trail, but you might also look at the tombstones that go with the battle between the states, overly heavily represented by the Irish Americans, who, in fact, often were bought to, in essence, take someone else's place in that war. I think it's a page of American history that we are obligated to have presented for us. In the same respect and in the same regard, as far as the spaghetti famine, the representative from Pendleton would be very happy to support similar legislation. I think every country's history that have, coming over here is important, and I think we often forget that as we become ethnocentric in the teaching of quote unquote our history. So I am very pleased to support this. I would be happier if it was shall, but in order to get Representative Hobson on board, I will agree to the word may.
Very good, very good. Well, I was actually kidding about the spaghetti famine, but I thought I would elicit sympathy from Representative Beck with the death of the spaghetti trees. my motivation for voting for this is less lofty than Representative Jensen. It's just that my wife's maiden name is Sullivan. So the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Beck.
Aye.
Representative Hobson.
Aye.
Representative Jensen.
Aye.
Representative Knope.
Aye.
Representative
Morissette.
Aye. Representative Straw. Aye. Representative
Wilson. Aye.
Winter.
Excused.
Chair
Sincere. Votes aye. The motion is unanimously passed. Representative Morissette would like to carry that bill. Close the work session on Senate Bill 771. And we will go into a public hearing on House Bill 3477. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Chairman Sinceri and representatives. I'm Jeffrey Todd Wimmer, Legislative Assistant and Policy Analyst for the House Majority. I'm here on behalf of Representative Harper. In your consideration of this bill, I'd request that you support House Bill 3477. Thanks very much.
Stand by. we're going into a work session on House Bill 3477, and we're going to invite Jeffrey Wimmer to re-give his testimony, because it's listed as a work session, not a public hearing. It's a work session.
Chairman Sinceri, Representatives, I'm Jeffrey Todd Wimmer with the House Majority. I'm representing Representative Harper, and he requests your support on House Bill 3477.
Questions? Committee? Representative Hobson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What is this?
Pardon me, ma'am?
Help me understand what this means and what's it for and why and anything else that might be relevant.
This is about worker retraining.
And it's a bill that requires teacher standards and practices commission to conduct review of teacher licensing procedures. Very short, very brief.
I've been affiliated with TSPC for at least 35 and maybe more years. This is part of their ongoing process that the board does, and so is there a problem that we're trying to fix here that I'm unaware of?
And ma'am, I'm not the best witness that could be here. Representative Parker wanted to be here and sent me instead. I'm not sure where he's at right now.
Representative Morissette?
We have a member of the board that's just in the audience.
Oh, good.
Kathy would be willing to ask questions or listen.
Dr. Mighton was out in the hall a little bit ago, but he didn't. When I talked to him, he didn't think he needed to testify on this, but we certainly can. Sure, absolutely not a problem. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
I'm Kathy Weiser from Eugene. I have been on the commission for several years and now work on a part-time basis. The commission does have a routine review of licensure, and in fact, are in the process of the licensure procedure review right now. So that is a part of the routine that goes on constantly.
Other questions?
Is this, Mr. Chair, is this part of the charter school?
Not at all.
Chemistry at all, or? Representative Harper didn't sponsor the bill. What's his interest?
I don't know the answer. And I
who wants
Representative
this?
Lundquist was the sponsor of the bill, Strobeck and Edwards.
Who wants this bill and why?
And yes.
I'm trying to sort out.
It's something that TSCP, I believe, does already.
Yes, it's something that's ongoing all the time. And it's in the administrative rules and the statute.
Very broad related clause.
Looking for a relating clause over
very broad
the, Senate,
clause.
The Senate? Is that the purpose here?
I will tell you it has nothing to do with charge.
Something else.
Representative Morissette.
Well, we in the minority tend to be somewhat suspicious sometimes with these things.
I can't understand. Yeah.
I'm not suspicious.
I can't even imagine that you would be suspicious.
Dubious.
Dubious, though? Any other adjectives?
Yeah.
Any discussion? We are in a work session.
Next, sir.
Representative Starr.
I move House Bill 3477 to the floor.
Representative Starr moves. No. House Bill 3477 to the floor. Discussion. Representative Hobson.
Thank you. I guess I'm just a little uncomfortable voting for something I have no idea in the world what it is, except other than the fact that it isn't what it says it is.
We really can't move it on any terms other than what it says it is. Further discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Beck.
No.
Representative Close.
Aye.
Representative Hobson.
No.
Representative Jensen.
No.
Representative
Knill. Aye.
Representative
Morissette? No.
Representative
Starr? Aye. Representative
Wilson? Aye. Representative Ritter? Excuse.
Chair
Sinceri?
Votes aye. Motion fails. I don't think
it has something to do with
literally. We are adjourned.